With a look at your sports this morning here on KORN, I am Travis Krenz. A light amateur baseball schedule from last night as district tournaments continue across the state. In Chamberlain last night, it was Colombe defeating Miller Wessington 14-4. That was a 10-run rule game called after just 6.5 innings. Ethan Vober had 4 RBIs. Colombe scored 4 times in the first, 4 times in the fourth, and 5 more times in the fifth inning as Colombe, they advance. A championship game, though, for District 3. That is later tonight in Chamberlain between the Plankinton Bankers and South Central. In District 4 last night, it was Lennox over Madison 6-5. Lennox, they advance to take on Canova later tonight at 6 o'clock. Winner of that will advance to the state tournament. Also last night in District 4, it was Coleman defeating Salem 7-3. Coleman, they advance to take on Del Rapids PBR tonight at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, Madison and Salem, both losers last night, they will take on the losers of those games tonight, coming up on Friday. So still plenty of opportunities for those teams to make the state tournament coming up next week in Mitchell. District 4 tournament final, the championship game set for this Saturday night between Flandreau and the Del Rapids Mudcats. District 5 tonight, 3 of these 4 teams are guaranteed to make the state tournament. It begins at 6 o'clock tonight between Mount Vernon and Platte. Winner of that one goes to state. Also, Parkston, they will take on Alexandria tonight at 8 o'clock. Winner of that one will advance to Mitchell coming up next week. And the loser of those two games coming up tonight, they'll play again tomorrow at 6 o'clock. That will be an elimination game. The winner of that one goes to state. The loser, their season is over. The championship game in District 5, that is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock between Dimmock Emory and Winter Coloma. And in District 6, their championship game set for Saturday between Lesterville and Crofton, Nebraska. We will know the state tournament bracket coming up at 2 o'clock this Sunday afternoon. First game is Wednesday night here in Mitchell. More baseball for the youngsters in Mitchell as the state tournament set for Mitchell Black, Mitchell White, and the Mitchell 15 and 16-year-olds will be held all across the state starting tomorrow and wrapping up this weekend. The estate tournament for the Mitchell 15 and 16-year-olds will be held in Rapid City starting tomorrow. The estate tournament for Mitchell Black will be in Yankton, and the estate tournament for Mitchell White will be in Brookings, also starting on Friday. And a one-day doubleheader event featuring 4 of the top women's college basketball teams in the country that will be televised on the ESPN networks is coming to Sioux Falls and the Sanford Pentagon later this winter. The Invitational at the Sanford Pentagon will include Arizona versus Louisville and South Carolina versus USD. That event will take place on November 12th. All 4 of those teams qualified for the NCAA tournament last year, with Arizona and South Carolina reaching the Final 4. ESPN, they have their top 25 preseason rankings. They have South Carolina at number 2, Louisville at number 6, and USD coming in at 25. So some big time women's college basketball, November 12th at the Pentagon in Sioux Falls. With a look at your sports, I'm Travis Krenz.